You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Getting set now for the men's contest. The Dort College Defenders and the Hastings College Broncos. That was the Wireless World post-game show for our women's contest. Dort College and Hastings getting set for the men's half of the double dip. The Hastings College Bronco men come in 11-13 overall, 5-10 of the conference, but Coach Ross Dalma feels they're one of the most dangerous teams offensively in the league. Dort College 22-3 this season, 12-3 in the conference. Beg your pardon, 13-3 in the conference with four games to go. Defenders have won three games in a row since they set back to Nebraska Wesleyan. The Defenders are 7-2 in their last nine games. I visited with Coach Ross Dalma earlier this afternoon as he prepared for today's contest, and here's what he had to say about this Hastings College group. As last time Dort College was playing, they were taking on a very potent Northwestern team. Tonight, much of the same as they face Hastings College.
Mike, they are very dangerous offensively. They have a really good post player in Jake Marvin. His backup, Dylan Flynn, is very solid. And then they've got some excellent people on the perimeter. Tobin Reinwald, is a returning all-conference player. They got some other kids who've been playing very well for them. And Brady Lohman, as well as Dane Bacon. Those kids can really shoot the ball. I really believe they're one of the top offensive teams in our league.
What did you do well when you played against them in January that allowed you to pull away in the second half, especially, and get that win?
I thought we did a good job in the second half of getting back in transition defensively. About the first half, they really took it to us. They got out to a 12-4 lead at DeWitt, and we were on our heels most of the first half. But the second half, I thought we did a good job of containing the transition game and also limiting them to one shot.
Any places that you really like your advantage?
Well, I think for us to be successful tonight, we've got to be able to do some damage in the low post. Chris and Jordan got to have good games for us there, and I think defensively we just need to do a good job of applying a lot of ball pressure and hopefully generate a few turnovers.
Good. Thank you. That is Coach Ross Dalma talking about tonight's contest between Dort College and the Hastings College Broncos. Let's take a break, and we'll be back with more right after this. This is Dort College Basketball on KDCR. Took an unplanned break there because we were getting a report on the Northwestern Concordia ball game and women's play as a key contest in the GPAC race. Concordia comes away with a 14-point victory tonight up the road at Seward, 76-62. This Hastings College team has wins over Dakota Wesleyan, Briarcliff, Mount Marty, Concordia, and Doan. Broncos have lost three games in a row to Briarcliff, Northwestern, and Midland in four of their last five, with a narrow 70-68 win over Doan preventing a five-game slide. Hastings averages 72.4 points per game, but they allow 74.8 points per game. In talking with the gentleman who covers them regularly for the Hastings College radio station, he said scoring points is a problem. Giving up points has been. That is reflected in that 74.8 points per game average allowed. Hastings is even with opponents in rebounding at 30.7 per game. They've turned it over 365 times, while opponents have given it up 284 times through 24 games. Tobin Reinwald is averaging 17.5 points per game with 6.1 rebounds, and he has 53 assists. Let's take a short break, and we'll be back with more right after this. That clears up some of the warble. Tobin Reinwald is averaging 17.5 points per game with 6.1 rebounds, and he has 53 assists. Jake Marvin is scoring 14.4 points per game and has a 4.8 rebounding average. Both Reinwald and Marvin are making over 55% of their field goal attempts. Brady Lallman completes the double-digit scoring with an 11.3 average. He has a team-high 64 assists. Dylan Flynn knocks down 8.1 points per game. Dane Bacon contributes 7.5 points per contest. The Defender men are averaging 83.5 points per game. They allow 70.5 points per outing. They out-rebound teams 38.4 to 30. Defenders are converting 52.2% of their field goals, 41.6% of their three-point shots. Teams are making 43.1% of their shots and 34% of the long shots they try. Dort College has committed 390 turnovers through 25 games, while opponents have 348. Trevor Walterstorff scores 15.5 points per game to go with 4.7 rebounds. He makes 59.6% of his field goals. Jordan Vogel knocks down 13.5 points per game and has a 6.6 rebounding average. He has 30 blocked shots while making 60.8% of his field goals. Cliff Warner scores 13.1 points per game and leads the team with 112 assists. He's second on the team and steals with 37. Warner has made 45.9% of his three-point shots, 61 of 133. Austin Kotchy scores 10.5 points per game and has a 3.4 rebounding average, and he has made 41 of 103 three-point shots. Chris Severs has a 10.2 points per game average. To complete the double-digit scoring, he makes nearly 64% of his field goal attempts. Kyle Lindberg is good for 9.6 points and 7.9 rebounds, and he leads the team with 38 steals. He has a team-high 32 block shots. Tyler Walterstorff and Sean Kaiser each score 4.5 and 4.0 points per game, respectively, off of the bench. The Dort College men lead this series, with most of the games taking place since the formation of the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Dort College is 14-4 in 18 games against the Broncos. In the first meeting of these two, as I was saying, the Dort College defenders 14-4 against the Hastings College Broncos since these two teams started playing back in the early 2000s with the formation of the GPAC. They played back in early January. Dort College prevailed 98-77. That was a 48-46 ballgame at halftime. Dort College up by two. Cliff Warner at 19. Kyle Lindberg at 18 points and 11 rebounds. Jake Marvin topped Hastings with 19 points. Dane Bacon at 13 points off of the bench. Hastings men lost to Midland 86-77 on last Wednesday after trailing 42-34 at halftime. Tobin Reinwald had 28 points and 7 rebounds. The defender men pulled away from a 38-38 halftime tie with Northwestern on Wednesday night to win 86-72. Defenders made 50% of their field goals and made 24 of 30 free throws. Jordan Vogel had 22 points on 9 of 14 shooting. He also had 8 rebounds. Chris Severs came off of the bench to score 17. Kyle Lindberg knocked down 14 to go with 10 rebounds. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Here then is your starting lineup for today's basketball game. For the Dort College defenders, they will go with number 11, Cliff Horney, 5'11", junior from Altoona, Iowa. Austin Kotchy is a 6'4", sophomore from Orange City, averaging 10.5 points per game. Trevor Walterstorff is a 6'4", junior from Sioux Center, averaging 15.5 points per game. Kyle Lindberg is a 6'6", sophomore from Margate, Florida, averaging 9.6 points per contest. And Jordan Vogel is a 6'7", junior from Rock Valley, averaging 13.5 points per game. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. For the Hastings College Broncos, they will be forced to go without their regular starting point guard. He is Nate Olson. Olson averaging 21 minutes of play per game this year, 3.1 points per contest. He also has 57 assists this year. He leads the team in assists. They will need to play without him as he injured his knee in practice last night. For Hastings will be number 13, Brett Wells, a 6'4 sophomore from Elba, Nebraska. He is averaging 4 points per game. Number 33 is Jake Marvin, a 6'8 junior from Lincoln, Nebraska, averaging 14.4 points per game. Brady Lallman wears number 15. He's a 6'2 sophomore from Norfolk, Nebraska, averaging 11.3 points per game. Number 23 is Dane Bacon, a 6'2 junior from Kearney, Nebraska. And he is averaging 7.1 points per game. And rounding out the starting lineup will be Tobin Reinwald, a 6'5 sophomore from Lincoln, Nebraska. He's averaging 14.4 points per game. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Just is about set for the start of tonight's men's college basketball game. Dort College in their road blacks. White lettering trimmed out in yellow. Hastings College in their home whites. Crimson numbers and lettering. Opening tap is controlled by the Broncos, and here they come. Lallman with the basketball. He'll run the point, it appears. He drives, gives off right side over to Wells. Wells has it poked away, taken by Walthersdorf. It's loose. It's down on the floor at midcourt, picked up by the Broncos. Busted play. Hastings with it. Kick into the corner, Lallman. Lallman with it in the left corner, guarded there by Walthersdorf. 14 to shoot for the Broncos. They pass it right side over to Reinwald. Underneath Marvin. Marvin, reverse layup is good. Jake Marvin with the two-point basket, and the Broncos lead it 2-0. Hastings able to take advantage of the busted play. They spread the floor, and Marvin was able to go reverse on the layup. Right side pass, Warner. Warner gives underneath to Lindbergh. He's working on Reinwald. He blocks it away, taken by Hastings. Hastings off and running, Bacon. Bacon, Marvin. Marvin at the left elbow of the lane, comes back outside to Lallman. Lallman, round the horn they go, Bacon. Bacon with the basketball, gives Reinwald. Reinwald into the lane, kick out pass, Marvin. Marvin, three on the way off the heel, no good. And we have a fight for the basketball and a foul called on the offensive end against Brett Wells on the rebound. Just underway, 18:54 left to play, first half. Inbounding the basketball will be Lindbergh. Lindbergh will walk it up for the defenders. He'll be guarded by Tobin Reinwald. Lindbergh gives it off to Warner. Warner with the basketball, guarded by Lallman. Nord College with the basketball. Warner looks for the pick and roll, gets it, drops it down low for Vogel. Vogel facing up against Marvin, puts up the fadeaway from 10, no good. Rebound taken away by Reinwald. Here comes Hastings, snaps it diagonally, left side over to Lallman. Lallman down to the baseline. He comes back over to Marvin. Marvin with the basketball. Driving in is Reinwald. Reinwald, nothing there. Into the corner, Lallman. Lallman, three, good. Three-point basket for Lallman. He's got his first of the day. Hastings leads 5-0. Reminiscent of how this Hastings team jumped on Nord College early at the DeWitt Gymnasium back in early January. Warner passes over to Kachi. Kachi right side, Walthersdorf. Walthersdorf with it on the wing. Walthersdorf back over to Warner. Warner puts it on the deck. Step back, nothing there. Tries to pass it down low, and Lallman kicks it away. So Nord College will inbound the basketball on the sideline, trailing 5-0 early, 17:57 left to play in the game, in the first half. Vogel has it blocked, gets his own rebound back, missed the rim, though, on the deflection. 12 to shoot for the defenders, right side Walthersdorf. Walthersdorf on the wing. He'll try to take his man off the dribble. His pull-up from 15 is good. Trevor with a two-point basket. Nord College trails 5-2. The defenders take the lid off of the bucket. Lallman into the front court. He passes over to Reinwald. Reinwald out front, goes to Lallman. Lallman left side, looking down low, trying to find Brett Wells. Instead, they swing it around right side. Bacon, Bacon, Marvin. Marvin out front. Lallman in the corner. Lallman down to the baseline. He fires it back outside Reinwald. Reinwald will drive baseline, puts up the reverse layup. No good. Rebound tapped out of bounds. Last touch by Hastings. Beg your pardon, by Nord College. It'll be Hastings basketball, and I'm not sure that shot hit the rim. Hastings inbounding. They get it in to Marvin. Marvin left-handed layup, or pardon me, hook, no good. Rebound taken away by the Broncos. Broncos give it up out front. They come left side over to Reinwald. Reinwald with it. Reinwald fires it back over to Lallman. Lallman guarded there by Lindbergh. Comes right side Bacon. Bacon with it on the right wing. 17 minutes left to go in the half. Nord College down 5-2. Hastings with the basketball. Marvin lob pass over the top. Underneath Reinwald. His layup is good. High-low pass, Hastings executes it. Nord College trails 7-2. Warner, left side, Lindbergh. Lindbergh, Walthersdorf. Walthersdorf on the wing. He puts it on the deck, back over to Lindbergh. Lindbergh, Warner. Warner, Kachi. Kachi out front, Vogel. Vogel back over to Cliff. Cliff with it on the right wing. Cliff comes back over to Trevor. Trevor, left side, Lindbergh. Lindbergh underneath, Vogel. Vogel off the glass, count the hoop, and he's fouled. Jordan Vogel fouled in the act of shooting. He'll go to the free throw line to try and complete the old-fashioned three-point play. Chris Severs waiting at the scorer's table. So Jordan Vogel will go to the free throw line. That's foul number one on Jake Marvin. Free throw on the way for Vogel, trying to make it a two-point ball game, and he does. Three-point play for Vogel. He's got three, and the defenders trail 7-5 early on. 16:27 left to play in the first half. Chris Severs checks into the ballgame. Hastings has the ball. They pass it right side Wells. Wells kick out pass Reinwald. Reinwald on the right wing out front, Bacon. Bacon left side, Lallman. Lallman looking down low for Marvin. They try for the cut. They give it instead over to Reinwald. Reinwald drives into lane, stops, puts it up off the glass with a left hand. Good. Reinwald somehow kept possession of the basketball. Looked like it was going to be knocked free. Warner passes left side over to Lindbergh. Lindbergh left side, Trevor Walthersdorf. Walthersdorf with the basketball back over to Warner. Warner loses it out of bounds. Goes off of his fingertips out of bounds. It'll be Hastings basketball after the Dort College turnover. Hastings with the basketball, bringing it up is Lallman. Lallman goes left side over to Bacon. Bacon working against Warner. Passes to Marvin. Marvin on the baseline, guarded there by Severs. Gets around him, spins, lays it up, good. Marvin with the two-point basket. He's got four in the defender's trail, 11-5. Warner with the basketball, bringing it up. Pass into the corner, Walthersdorf. Walthersdorf with it. Walthersdorf, he'll spot up the 15-footer, good. Left wing jumper by Trevor Walthersdorf. Dort College trails 11-7. Bacon into the front court. Left side, Reinwald. Reinwald guarded by Tyler Walthersdorf. Back over to Lallman. Lallman to Bacon. Bacon working against Warner. Comes back left side, Reinwald. He'll put up a three and hit it. Three-point basket by Tobin Reinwald. Dort College trails 14-7. Right side pass, Kachi. Kachi, Severs. Severs, Walt. Walt in the lane. Spins with the right hand. Lays it up, good. 6 points for Trevor Walthersdorf. Dort College trails 14-9. Hastings into the front court, Lallman. Lallman with the basketball on the wing, looking for someone to pass to. They pass it to Marvin in the corner, guarded there by Severs. Marvin picks up his dribble, back over to Lallman. 14:40 remaining. Pass left side over to Reinwald. Reinwald picks up his dribble, comes back over to Wells. Wells with the basketball at the point. He comes back over to Marvin. Marvin will drive in, late slam dunk. 6 points for Marvin. Dort College trails 16-9. Now the ball deflected out of bounds by a Hastings player. It'll be Dort College basketball. So Jake Marvin with the slam dunk, giving Hastings a 7-point lead at 16-9, 14:23 left to go in the first half. Tyler Walthersdorf inbound the basketball for the defenders. He gets it in to Sean Kaiser. Kaiser checked in at the last break. They double team Kaiser. Kaiser gives it up, Walthersdorf. Walthersdorf underneath to Severs. Severs double team, gets it away. Tyler. Tyler unable to finish, but he's fouled. Tyler Walthersdorf will go to the free throw line to shoot a pair. So free throws on the way for Tyler Walthersdorf, 59% free throw shooter. So two free throws on the way for the freshman from Sioux Center. First one is up and good. Walthersdorf now 25 of 42. Another free throw on the way. This one's up, and that one's good as well. 26 of 43 for the season. Dort College down 16 to 11. Hastings for the basketball. Lallman with it out front, guarded by Trevor Walthersdorf. Lallman with it in between the circles. He passes right side, new player into the game for Hastings. That's Charles Ferguson. Hastings with the ball. They look for the high-low pass. This is Dylan Flynn. Back over to Reinwald. Reinwald on the corner. Reinwald dumps it down low. Ball deflected. Picked up by Ferguson. Ferguson jumper, no good. Rebound ripped down by Severs. Severs hands it off to Warner. Warner will bring it up the floor. Dort College down by five. Cliff into the front court. Stops at the free throw line. Back over to Kaiser. Kaiser with the ball. Reverses Trevor Walthersdorf. Tyler Walthersdorf left wing. Down to the baseline. Tyler. Tyler draws the contact. No call made. Rebound taken away by Hastings. Hastings off and running. Here's Reinwald. Reinwald has it stripped away. Coming up with it is Warner. Dort College into the front court. Cliff with the basketball. Underneath Severs. Severs tries to drop it off for Walthersdorf, and it's kicked by Hastings. It'll be Dort College basketball. Trevor Walthersdorf and Tyler Walthersdorf both checking out of the basketball game. Dort College inbounds, Lindbergh. Lindbergh gets it back over to Kaiser. Kaiser with the ball back to Warner. Warner shakes into the lane, drops it off Vogel. Vogel puts it up, and he's fouled on the play. Ball's going to go on Dylan Flynn, I believe. Dort College is down 5, 16-11. Dylan Flynn commits the personal. Two free throws on the way for Jordan Vogel. Team foul number four already on the Broncos in this half. So first free throw on the way for Vogel is up and good. Jordan with four first half points, and the defenders trail 16-12. On the floor for the defenders right now, Kaiser, Warner, Vogel, Severs, and Lindbergh. Second free throw for the junior from Rock Valley, up and through as well. Vogel now with five, and the defenders trail 16-13. Hastings into the front court, Alex Thayer with it. They go right side, Bacon. Bacon goes underneath for Flynn. Flynn working on Vogel. Kick out pass comes to Ferguson. Ferguson into the corner. With the basketball, they work it around back over to Thayer. Thayer to Ferguson. Ferguson with the basketball. Back to Bacon. Bacon three, missed it, no good. Rebound taken down by Lindbergh, and he's fouled on the play by Ferguson. Foul called on Hastings and Ferguson. Charles Ferguson whistled for his first personal. Bringing the basketball up is Cliff Warner. Warner with the basketball. Warner gives it away to Lindbergh. Zone defense applied here by Hastings. Kaiser comes right side. Looks like a 1-2-2. Vogel in the corner. Reverses Warner. Warner three for the tie. No good. Rebound weak side. Taken away by Lindbergh. Lindbergh steps out beyond the three-point line. Back over to Vogel. Vogel to Kaiser. Hastings trying to extend the zone. They get it back over to Warner. Warner back to Kaiser. Kaiser with the basketball. Kaiser, high-low, they go Severs. Back over to Vogel, jumper off the heel, no good. Rebound Severs. Severs, three players around him, tries to take it to the basket and has it stripped away. Drew Danielson comes up with it over to Ferguson. Ferguson, Bacon, Bacon out front. They come back right side, Ferguson. Ferguson, three, good. Charles Ferguson with the three-point basket, and Hastings has opened up a 19-13 lead. 11:45 left to go in the first half. Right side pass, Kaiser. Kaiser high-low, Severs. Severs back over to Warner. Warner, Kaiser. Kaiser, three, got it. Three-point basket for Sean Kaiser, his first of the ballgame. Dort College trails 19-16. Ball taken away by Warner. It's down on the floor, and Dort College now trying to hustle for the time for the jump ball. Instead, a timeout issued and charged to Hastings. Let's take a break and be back with more right after this. 11:26 left to go in the first half. Hastings 19, Dort College 16. Fast moving first half thus far. Lots of offense as well, and Hastings will inbound the basketball. Brady Lallman into the game. Lallman works against Walthersdorf. He passes left side. It comes back over to Thayer. Thayer guarded there by Warner. Comes over to Reinwald. Reinwald, Marvin. Reinwald gets it back at the point. Now Lallman deep right side. They get it underneath Marvin. Marvin trying to force it up, and he does. Jake Marvin with a two-point basket. He's got eight. Dort College trails 21-16. Austin Kachi inbounds the basketball to Jordan Vogel. Vogel gets it back over to Kachi. Kachi will bring it up. Dort College in man-to-man, their man-to-man offense. Hastings, after the timeout, switching back to man-to-man. Trying to pass it underneath is Kachi, and it's tipped away. Hastings tries to save it in. Marvin, and he steps on the baseline out of bounds. It'll be Dort College basketball on the baseline. Throwing it in will be Cliff Warner. Warner to throw it in. Gets it in to Sean Kaiser. Kaiser, Walthersdorf. Walthersdorf back over to Sean. Short corner, bounce pass inside. Walthersdorf layup good. Eight for Walthersdorf. Dort College trails 21-18. Left side, Lallman. Lallman with the basketball. Lallman goes right side, Thayer. Thayer with the basketball. Gives it back over to Reinwald. Beg your pardon, Bacon. Bacon with the basketball. Bacon to Marvin. Marvin, Dort College showing zone, it appears, or switching man-to-man at least. Marvin facing up against Vogel. Kick-out pass, Bacon. Bacon with the basketball. Bacon, kick-out pass, comes back over to Lallman. Lallman, baseline jumper off the rim, no good. Rebound taken away by Warner. Here comes Dort College. Warner into the front court. Thayer by him. Tries to pass underneath, finds Vogel. Layup good. It's a one-point ball game. 21-20, Dort College down a point. Hastings back the other way, Reinwald. Reinwald back over to Bacon. Bacon, right wall, Reinwald to Thayer. Thayer gets around Walthersdorf. Layup of the left hand is good. 23-20, Dort College down three. Hastings gets a bucket on the other end. Sean Kaiser with it. Kaiser double-teamed. Warner, Warner lets fly with a three. That one's in. Cliff Warner ties it up, 23-all. Hastings for the basketball. Lallman passes left side. Gets it away, Reinwald. Reinwald, right side, Thayer. Thayer with the basketball. Thayer guarded by Waltersdorf. Right corner, Marvin. Marvin with the basketball. Marvin back over to Lallman. Lallman will run a set play. You don't see this out of Hastings much. They like the motion much more. Lallman with it. Goes right side. With it is Reinwald. Tries to bounce, pass it down low. It's out of bounds. Last touch by Hastings. It'll be North College basketball. 9:03 remaining in the half. We're tied 23-23. York College 5-for-5 on free throws thus far. As I do some totaling. 8 points for Waltersdorf. Hastings led by Jake Marvin with 8. Underneath the pass, Kachi gets it to go, and he's fouled. Austin Kachi will go to the free throw line as he cut underneath on the baseline screen. He gets the shot to go, and he's fouled. He'll go to the free throw line for the old-fashioned three-point play opportunity. Dort College with their first lead of the game, coming at 25-23. T.J. Malone will check in. Cliff Warner will check out. So Hastings College trailing by 2. Kachi trying to make it 3. And it's off the heel. No good. Don't see that very often. Dort College. Kachi missed 6 free throws out of 47 attempts up to that point. Lallman with the basketball on the right wing. Lallman passes left side. They get it back outside. Bacon. Bacon 3. Missed it. No good. It's going to go out of bounds. Last touch by Hastings. It'll be Dort College basketball. Dort College looks to me like they're playing a matchup zone, or they're just simply switching on every screen and cut. T.J. Malone with the basketball on the right side. T.J. with it on the right wing. Dort College playing with a two-point lead. They get it to Vogel underneath. Vogel working on Marvin. Turn around off the rim. No good. Rebound Waltersdorf. No, they're going to call him for an over-the-back foul. Tyler Waltersdorf whistled for his first personal. Team foul number 1 against the defenders here in the first half. 8:18 and counting, first half. Dort College leads 25-23. Lallman with the basketball, looking for Bacon on the cut. Instead comes over to Wells. Wells to Marvin, guarded there by Vogel. They give it up to Reinwald. Reinwald, Lallman. Lallman with the basketball. Lallman steps into the lane. Backdoor cut. Reverse layup is good for Reinwald, and Reinwald will go to the free throw line to try and complete the three-point play. Reinwald with 9 now, a team high 9, and he knots it at 25-25. All, 7:59 left to go in the first half. That foul charged to Dort College's Kyle Lindberg, his first, and Reinwald makes the free throw, 26-25. Hastings back in front by a point. Malone gives it away to Lindberg. Lindberg on the sideline, tries to save it in after he dribbled it near the sideline, and it's taken away by Reinwald. Reinwald layup good. He's got 12, and the defenders trail 28-25. T.J. Malone with the basketball, bringing it up, gets it away. Lindberg. Lindberg back over to Malone. Malone, corner, Kachi. Kachi back over to Malone. Malone underneath Severs. Severs trying to muscle it up. His shot won't go down. Rebound taken away by Kachi. Kachi back over to Malone. Malone to Kachi. Kachi, three ball, too strong, no good. Rebound tipped out. Coming away with it is Bacon for Hastings. Hastings with the basketball, leading by 3, trying to build on it. They've scored 5 in a row. Ball taken away by Malone. Malone, a foot race. Reinwald getting back on defense. And the shot is blocked by Reinwald. Rebound taken away by Hastings. Coming back the other way, the Broncos. Lallman at the free throw line. He feeds Bacon. Bacon lets fly with a 3 up the heel, no good. Gets his own rebound back. Lallman will put up a 3. That one's in. Brady Lallman with 6, and North College trails 31-25. T.J. Malone into the front court. Dort College down 6. Turn around there. Instead of a two-point basket, Dort College surrenders a 3 on the other end. With it left side, Kachi underneath Severs. Severs, the hook shot in the lane, rolls it in. Chris Severs with his first 2 tonight. Dort College trails 31-27. 6:30 left to play in the half. Lallman into the front court, guarded by Waltersdorf. Comes back over to Reinwald. Reinwald to Bacon. Bacon has it taken away by Malone. Jump ball called, alternating possession. It will be Dort College basketball. Malone sticking his nose in there that time to take the ball away. A lot of time left in this first half. Dort College moments ago up 2. Hastings responding. Outscoring Dort College 8-2 recently to turn a two-point disadvantage into a four-point advantage. T.J. Malone with the basketball. Malone gets it right side over to Kaiser. Kaiser with the ball on the wing. Kaiser looking for the reversal. Goes over to Tyler Walterstorff. Now Chris Severs at the high post. Back over to Tyler. Tyler, three off the rim, no good. Severs bats it out, controlled by the defenders. Malone with the basketball on the right wing. Hastings in a 2-3. They look for the high post. Walterstorff goes to Severs. Severs in the lane, puts it up. Shot no good. Rebound tapped out, controlled by Lallman. Lallman with the basketball. Lallman comes right side. 15-footer right wing is good for Thayer. He's got four. And the Broncos reestablish a six-point lead at 33-27. Cliff Warner will check back into the ballgame. Dort College will bring it up. A warning issued to the Broncos for deflecting the ball out of the net. Warner passes right side Kaiser. Kaiser with it on the wing. Dort College down six. They go high post Severs. Severs with the basketball. Severs to Warner. Warner with it. Warner lob pass over the top for Bogle. Bogle reverse shot no good. Looked like he got hit on the arm. Rebound taken away by Hastings. Hastings off and running. Reinwald. Reinwald down to the baseline. His fadeaway is up. No good. Rebound taken away by Warner. And a foul on the play called on Vogel. Dylan Flynn went flying on the rebound. Not sure Vogel got him that much, but the foul called. It's team foul number three on the Bronco in Dort College. Hastings will inbound the basketball. Lallman to throw it in. They get it into Marvin. Marvin shot off of the window. No good. Rebound taken away by Vogel. Vogel outlets over to Warner. Here comes Dort College down six, 33-27. Dort College with the basketball. Right side, Kaiser. Kaiser back over to Warner. Warner, Kaiser. Kaiser right wing. High post, Vogel. Vogel comes back over to Warner. Warner gets a screen out front. His three is good. Three-point basket for Cliff Warner. Dort College leads the trails 33-30. Dort College cuts the six-point lead in half with a three-point basket. Hastings with it. Flynn. Flynn pass. They try to post Flynn up. Thayer throws it to Flynn. Flynn in the corner. Guarded there by Vogel. Flynn on the baseline. Gives it to Reinwald. Reinwald layup good. Reinwald with the two-point basket as he cut to the basket. He's got 14. And the defenders trail 35-30. Vogel back over to Warner. Warner to Vogel. Vogel at the free throw line. Puts it on the floor. Puts it off the glass. Can't get it to go. A rebound taken away by Hastings and Marvin. Hastings coming back the other way is Thayer. Thayer, right side Lallman. Lallman catches in stride. Drives into the lane. His short shot, no good. Rebound fought for. Lallman comes up with it. Shot no good. Rebound Flynn. Flynn outside. Reinwald, three. Good. Three-point basket for Tobin Reinwald. He's got 17 first-half points, and the Broncos have taken an eight-point lead at 38-30. Timeout charge to Hastings. Back with more after this. Tobin Reinwald, Tobin Reinwald, and more Tobin Reinwald here in the first half for the Broncos. He's got 17 unofficially, and the Broncos own a 38-30 advantage. Hastings right now on a 8-0 run. To go from up 33-30, I beg your pardon, 5-0 run to go from up 33-30. Pass goes inside to Walterstorff. His shot no good, but he's fouled. Foul's going to go on Charles Ferguson, his second. Trevor Walterstorff will go to the free throw line to shoot a pair. 38-30, Dort College down eight. Bonus time for Dort College from here on out. Dort College needs some points here with the clock stopped. Free throw by Trevor is up and good. 9 points for Walterstorff. Dort College trails 38-31. Dane Bacon's going to check back into the game for Hastings. This one's up and good as well, so Walterstorff makes them both. He's got 10, and the defenders trail by 6, 38-32. Dort College was up 25-23. Hastings, though, responding with a 15-5 run. Moments ago to get up by eight. Now Hastings has the basketball. Lallman with it. Lallman passes over to Ferguson. Ferguson left side to Lallman. Lallman gives it up back over to Ferguson. Ferguson spinning into the lane. Nothing there. Back over to Bacon. Bacon kicks it out for Marvin. Marvin guarded there by Vogel. Comes back over. Left side. Bacon. 10 to shoot for the Broncos. Lallman. Lallman. They look for the ball screen. Lallman will drive in. Puts up the jumper. Good. Brady Lohman with the two-point basket. He's got eight. York College trails 40-32. Comes back over to Warner. Warner, Walthersdorf, Walthersdorf, Vogel. Vogel on the left elbow. Vogel puts it up in traffic, and he's called for traveling. So the travel violation called on Jordan Vogel. I didn't see that one, but the travel violation. And the Hastings College Broncos with a chance to build on an eight-point lead at 40-32. Lohman across half court. He goes left side over to Reinwald. They look for the backdoor lob, and it's taken away. Tapped by Lindbergh. Here comes Dort College down eight. Into the front court is Warner. Warner with the basketball. Warner, Vogel. Vogel puts it up, blocked. And the rebound is taken away by Hastings. Hastings coming back the other way. Driving in is Bacon. Bacon fouled on the play by Warner, and Warner will pick up his first personal. Well, Vogel, anticipating the contact that time, did not finish at the rim. And two free throws on the way now for Dane Bacon. Bacon is a 76% free throw shooter. So the free throw on the way by Bacon is up and no good. Severs is in, Vogel is out. Hastings leading by as many as eight on two different occasions now and trying to push it to nine, which would be their biggest lead of the ballgame. Another free throw on the way for Bacon. This one's up and missed that one as well. Rebound taken away by Kachi. So Bacon misses both free throws. Warner with it on the right wing. Underneath it goes Severs. Severs against Flynn. Crosses over, puts it up, count the hoop, and he's fouled. Chris Severs will go to the free throw line to try and complete the three-point play. 40-34, Dort College down six. And Severs will try to trim it to five here with 2:03 remaining in the ball in the first half. 40-34, Dort College down. Back to action at the Lynn Farrell Arena. Dort College has cut the lead down to 40-37. And again, we apologize for the technical difficulties. Phone line not very stable this evening in central Nebraska. Dort College cuts it down to a three-point ball game. Broncos, they get it off right side, and we've got a foul underneath. Called on the defenders with 45.3 seconds left. Tyler Walthersdorf's going to check into the ball game for the defenders. Free throws on the way for Brett Wells, I believe. Wells, a 54% free throw shooter. He'll shoot a pair. So Dort College back to within three after being down by eight not that long ago. Free throw is up by Wells and good. First point of the night for Wells. Lindbergh is out. Tyler Walthersdorf is in. Hastings leads 41-37. Another free throw on the way for the Dort College, for the Hastings College Broncos. 45.3 seconds left. Free throw is up. No good. Rebound taken away by Koch. He snaps it out to Malone. Malone, left side, Walthersdorf. Trevor with it. Right side, Koch. Dort College trying to cut into what was an 8-point lead. Try to get it down to two here. Severs puts it up off the glass. Soft touch. Good. Chris Severs with seven. Dort College makes it 41-39. 26 seconds left to go in the half. And the Dort College defenders have cut the once 8-point lead down to two. Hastings has the basketball out front. Lohman. Lohman with it on the right wing. 14 seconds remaining. He'll pull it out and try to hold for one. Lohman passes high post. Wells back over to Lohman. Ball screen out front. Lohman looking inside. They get it. Shot is up off the glass and good for the Hastings College Broncos. And number 35, Zach Lanaw. And Zach Lanaw makes it a four-point ball game at halftime. Hastings 43, Dort College 39. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Dort College down four at halftime. Back with more after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. The Dort College defenders trailing Hastings at halftime, 43-39. Dort College led unofficially by Trevor Walthersdorf with 8 points in the first half, while the Hastings College Broncos topped by Tobin Reinwald at 17 points in the first half of play. First half turned when Dort College took a 25-23 lead. Hastings responded with a 8-0 run to get up 31-25 and push the lead all the way to as many as 8 at 38-30 and 40-32 before Dort College
outscored Hastings 7-3 to close the half. 43-39 is where we stand at halftime. Dort College is down by 4. We'll take another break and be back with a rundown of all the scoring in the first half of action right after this. 43-39 Hastings leading Dort College at halftime. Here are the numbers. Dort College 14 of 29 from the floor, 48.3%, 3 for 6 on three-pointers, 50%, 8 for 9 on free throws, 88.9%. Hastings 18 of 30 from the floor, 60%, 5 for 9 on three-pointers, 55.6%, 2 for 5 on free throws for 40%. Oddly enough, the lowest shooting percentage for Hastings here in the first half is at the free throw line. Hastings has out-rebounded Dort College 15-12. Turnovers, Dort 4, Hastings 6. Steals, Dort 3, Hastings 2. Points, Tobin Reinwald, 7 of 9 from the floor for 17 points, including 2 for 2 on threes. 8 points each for Brady Lallman and Jake Marvin. 4 for Alex Thayer. 3 for Charles Ferguson and 2 for Zach Manai, and Matt Brett Wells has 1 for their total of 43. For Hastings, for Dort College, they're led by Trevor Walterstorff with 10. He's 4 for 4 from the floor, 2 for 2 on free throws. 9 for Chris Severs, 4 for 6 from the floor. 6 for Cliff Warner with 4 assists. 7 points for Jordan Vogel, 2 for 9 from the floor, 3 for 3 on free throws. 3 for Sean Kaiser, 2 for Tyler Walterstorff for Dort College's total of 39 points. Austin Kachi has 3 rebounds. 2 rebounds each for Kyle Lindberg, Jordan Vogel, and Chris Severs. For Hastings College, 3 rebounds each for Brady Lallman, Dane Bacon, Tobin Reinwald, and Dylan Flint. Brady Lallman with 4 assists for the Broncos, 3 for Dane Bacon, 2 for Tobin Reinwald, and 2 for Dylan Flint. For Dort College, 4 assists for Warner, 3 for Austin Kachi, 2 for Sean Kaiser. 1 steal each for 3 different Dort College players, 1 steal each for 2 different Hastings College players. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. The Dort College defenders trailing Hastings at halftime, 43-39. Coming up this week, a busy week for the defender basketball teams as they will be off to Mitchell, South Dakota and the Corn Palace on Wednesday evening for a date with Dakota Wesleyan. And then Dort College is back at home on Saturday to face the Concordia Bulldogs in the home finale, the home regular season finale. Obviously, Dort College at the top of the conference right now in men's basketball, hoping to hold on and get a few home games over the course of the Great Plains Athletic Conference Tournament, at least if they can win in the conference tournament. Dort College right now, though, down 43-39 on the road to the Hastings College Broncos, and a little bit of an alarming trend for the defenders as of late as they've gone into Nebraska and struggled the last couple of outings. And today, giving up 60% shooting from the floor in the first half, in all honesty, fortunate to be down just by 4, 43-39 at the intermission. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Today's broadcast made possible by American State Bank. Offices in Sioux Center, Hospers, Granville, Elbert, and Hall. Member FDIC in the community. By Borensons of Boyden, handling gravel and excavation needs. On the web at Borensons.com. If the dust settles, you'll appreciate their quality service. By CNH Body Repair in Orange City, their reputation didn't happen by accident. Now using environmentally friendly waterborne paint from PPG. And by Farmers Mutual Insurance Association of Hull and Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company, providing Farm Mutual Insurance to Northwest Iowa farmers and homeowners since 1886. By Highway Chevrolet Buick in Rock Valley, over 150 new and used vehicles in stock. See the entire inventory on the web at 3w.highwaychevrolet.com. And by Hilt Real Estate, Brenda Doctor and Pat Hilt, offering real estate solutions for home, commercial, investment, and rental needs. 722-0707, located on First Avenue next to Central Park in downtown Sioux Center. Also online at HiltRealEstate.com. Broadcasting from the campus of Dort College, this is KDCR Sioux Center, Iowa, 88.5 FM. Let's take another break, and we'll be back with more right after this. This is Dort College Basketball on KDCR. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu, the Dort College Defenders. Trailing Hastings at halftime, 43-39, the Dort College Defenders. Falling behind by as many as eight in the first half. They led by two briefly. It's like the kind of day where Dort College is going to have to turn up the defensive intensity against a very good offensive Hastings team and get things turned around here in the second half. And 60% that Hastings made in the first half, far too high a percentage. And we knew that Hastings could do that coming into this ball game. Anybody who's been paying attention knows that they have three of the best offensive players in the conference. Jake Marvin went for 40-plus against the Briarcliff Chargers earlier this season. Tobin Reinwald, as good of offensive player as there is in the league, and Brady Lallman, pretty good shooter. That includes a season where Brady Lallman has made 64 of 67 free throws so far this year. So those three combined, very potent offensively, and thus far Dort College trailing by four at halftime. But as I said, when Dort College is ahead, halftime score, the most unimportant score in athletics. 20 minutes left to play. We'll get going with those 20 minutes right after this. Hastings with the basketball as we start the second half of play. The Dort College Defenders on defense. They pass it over to Bacon. Bacon drives the lane, kick out over to Marvin. Ball's tipped, and we've got a foul called on Jake Marvin as the ball came loose. Cliff Warner had his hands on the basketball, and Marvin took him down from behind, and the Dort College Defenders will bring the basketball up. Austin Kachi gives it off to Cliff Warner. Warner looking out front, Trevor Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf, Lindberg. Lindberg snaps it into the corner to Cliff Warner. Warner steps in, 17-footer off the mark, no good. Rebound taken away by Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf underneath, layup good. Trevor Waltersdorf on the putback, he's got a dozen. Dort College trails 43-41. Into the front court is Lallman. Lallman passes left side over to Reinwald, guarded there by Lindberg. Comes right corner, Lallman. Lallman down low, Wells, guarded there by Kachi. Puts it up, drew the contact and the foul called, and Wells will go to the free throw line to shoot a pair. For College, Austin Kachi trying to play the post defense on Wells. Foul called on Austin Kachi is his first. Team foul number one on the defenders in the second half. Wells' first free throw is good. Now 2 for 3 from the free throw line. Another free throw on the way. Second free throw on the way for Wells. 19-12 left to go in regulation. Free throw is up, and Wells makes them both. It's 45-41 back to where we started the second half. 4-point difference. Lindberg into the front court working against Reinwald. Pass right side, Kachi. Waltersdorf left side, Warner. Warner bounces it down low for Vogel. Vogel against Marvin, layup good. Jordan Vogel with 9 points. Dort College trails by two, 45-43. Lallman into the front court. Passes left side, Reinwald. Reinwald drives in. His double clutch shot is good. Tobin Reinwald with 19. Dort College unable to stop him so far this evening, 47-43. Left side, Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf, Warner. Warner, three-pointer, top of the key, off the heel, no good. Rebound taken away by Lindberg. Lindberg back to Warner. Warner puts it up, counts the hoop, and he's fouled on the play. Foul's going to go on Bacon, I believe. Dane Bacon whistled for the personal. His first. Cliff Warner will go to the free throw line to shoot one. So free throw's on the way for Cliff Warner. A free throw on the way for Cliff. It's up and down, so Warner makes good on the three-point play opportunity. Dort College trails 47-46. Hastings with the basketball, left side Lallman. Lallman driving down to the baseline, nothing there. Comes back over to Warner, to Reinwald. Reinwald guarded there by Lindberg. Back out front, Marvin. Marvin with the basketball. Marvin drives in Lallman. Lallman gives it off right side, nearly threw it away. Marvin tracks it down. Marvin with the basketball, back over to Reinwald. Reinwald floats it up, off the glass, no good. Rebound taken away by Lindberg. Lindberg's pass, though, taken away by Bacon. Gives it back over to Reinwald. Reinwald layup good. Dort College just had the defensive stop. They gave it right back, though, on the outlet pass. And here comes Dort College. Warner back over to Lindberg. Dort College down three. Kachi gives down low Vogel. Vogel outside Kachi. Kachi with it on the right wing. Goes underneath Vogel. Vogel turnaround tough shot good. Jordan Vogel with 11. Dort College trails by a point, 49-48. Reinwald into the lane. His hesitation move, shot good. No good, but he's fouled on the play. And Tobin Reinwald will go back to the free throw line to shoot a pair. He's got 21 points. Tyler Waltersdorf waiting at the scorer's table for the defenders. Reinwald's first free throw, no good. Reinwald with 21. Lindberg will check out of the ball game. That was foul number two, by the way, on Jordan Vogel. Another free throw on the way for Reinwald. The sophomore from Lincoln makes that one. It's 50-48. Hastings back up by two. Kachi will bring the basketball up for the defenders against Dane Bacon. Kachi passes left side, Trevor Waltersdorf, left side Warner. Warner with the basketball. Stops, nothing there. Vogel. Vogel back over to Warner. Warner on the left wing. Thinks about the three. Dumps instead under to Vogel. Vogel tries to drop it off for Tyler Waltersdorf and loses it out of bounds. Might have been one pass too many. Vogel looked like he had Marvin beat in the block, but tried to dump it off instead. And now Hastings coming back the other way with a two-point advantage, and Lallman at the helm. Lallman passes, high post Marvin. Marvin with the basketball. Lallman will spot up, shoot a three, and hit it. Brady Lallman with the 11 points. Dort College trails 53-48. Into the front court is Kachi. Kachi with the basketball. Kachi underneath. Jordan Vogel, layup good. Jordan Vogel with 13. Hastings racing back the other way, trying to put pressure on. They pass it over to Lallman. Hastings by three. Right side pass. They try to post up Warner. Instead, they go over the top. Here's Wells. Wells underneath. His layup is good. Bad matchup. Wells got paired up with Cliff Warner that time, and Hastings forces it down low to him. Tyler Waltersdorf into the front court. Waltersdorf working on Reinwald. Tyler passes into the corner. Kachi. Kachi with the basketball. Kachi back over to Vogel. Vogel, Tyler. Tyler left baseline. Tyler Waltersdorf back over to Kachi. Kachi, Trevor Waltersdorf. Trevor Waltersdorf takes it in against Wells, puts it up off of the glass, good. Two-point basket for Waltersdorf. He's got 14. Dort College trails 55-52. Back the other way, and a kick called on the defenders. It'll be Hastings basketball on the far sideline. Inbounding the basketball will be Lallman for Hastings. They get it in to Wells, and Wells slips and falls, but they're going to call Kachi for the foul. Kachi whistled for his second. And the Hastings College Broncos will have free throws on the way for Wells. And no free throws for Wells, as they say it was on the ground. Dort College down 55-52. Hastings inbounding. They get it in to Reinwald. Reinwald with it on the right baseline. Gets the ball screen. Looking down low. Picks up his dribble at the free throw line. Pass comes back outside Bacon. Bacon to Reinwald. Reinwald with it. Down low. Tip. Controlled. Wells reverses it outside Lallman. Lallman down to the baseline. Drives in, and a charging foul called on Lallman. Lallman got caught up in the air that time. Dort College, Trevor Waltersdorf split over to take the charge. For Lallman, that is number one, I believe. Beg your pardon, number two. So Dort College will have the basketball back, trailing by three. 15:37 left to play in this ballgame. 55-52. Kyle Lindberg to throw the ball in for the defenders. Length of the floor in front of Dort College. They get the ball inbounded to Sean Kaiser. Kaiser will bring it up. Gives it off to Lindberg. Lindberg with it. Lindberg down low. Kaiser posting up against Wells. Tries to dump it off. It's taken away. Tried the interior pass to Severs. Here comes Hastings back the other way. Lallman, 17-footer. It's good. Brady Lallman with two. He's got 13, and Hastings is back up by five, 57-52. Lindberg passes over to Warner. Warner with the basketball. Warner across half court. Dort College down five. They're down four at halftime. Pass goes underneath Severs. Double team him. Back outside Warner. Three-pointer. Got it. Three-point basket for Cliff Warner. He's got 12, and the defenders trail by 2, 57-55. Timeout on the floor, charge to the Dort College defenders. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Today's broadcast is made possible in part by a grant from the Van Engelenhoven Insurance Agency of Orange City. They do one thing, insurance. Rod DeBoer is an agent, 712-737-6000. Also made possible by a grant from Team Realty of Sioux Center, providing excellent real estate services to the area. Whether buying or selling, put the team to work for you on the World Wide Web at TeamRealtySC.com. By the Van Engelenhoven Insurance Agency of Orange City, they do one thing, insurance. Rod DeBoer is an agent, 712-737-6000. Also made possible by Iowa State Bank, proudly serving the communities of Sheldon, Orange City, Hull, Ayrton, Craig, Polina, Remsen, and Sanborn. They are member FDIC. Broadcasting from the campus of Dort College, this is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Hastings will bring the basketball up. Taking it up is Charles Ferguson. Ferguson across half court, guarded there by Waltersdorf. Ferguson picks up his dribble, goes high post to Flynn. Flynn ducks in, his shot off the glass is good. 59-55, Dort College down by 4, 14:30 remaining in the ballgame. Lindbergh underneath Kaiser, back over to Waltersdorf on the left wing. Comes back over to Sean Kaiser. Sean Kaiser to Cliff Warner. Warner with a basketball, drops it underneath Stevers. Do they double team him? No. He puts it up in traffic, off the glass, can't get it. Rebound tipped and controlled by Ferguson for the Broncos. Ferguson gets it away to Bacon. Here comes Hastings in transition. Lallman driving in, crossover. And they're going to wave off the basket before the shot. The whistle came out at the free throw line. So Lallman is fouled on the play. Dort College has stepped slow so far tonight. So Hastings will inbound right side of the lane as we face the hoop. Inbounding will be Brady Lallman. Lallman looking, still looking, and gets it into the corner to Flynn. Flynn drives the lane, puts it up, shot no good, but there for the tap-in is Hastings College, number 13, Brent Wells. Wells with 6, and the Broncos are back in front by 6, 61-55. A blocking foul out front called on Ferguson. So Ferguson whistled for the personal, his third. Dort College will inbound at midcourt, down by 6, 61-55. Dort College has to find a way to generate some of their own intensity. Ball poked away by Wells against Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf into the lane, kick out Warner. Three-pointer, got it. Three-point basket, Cliff Warner. Four threes for Warner. He's got 15 points, and the defenders trail 61-58. Back the other way, Ferguson. Ferguson working against Waltersdorf. Dort College has been as close as 2 here in the second half. Hastings basketball, Thayer. He passes left side over to Wells. Spin move down to the baseline, cut off. They get it back over to Reinwald. Reinwald picks up his dribble. Back to Wells. 13 to shoot for the Broncos. With it is Reinwald. He'll try to go off the dribble. Stops. Hesitates. Left-handed shot, no good. Rebound cleared out by Lindbergh. Lindbergh with the basketball. Lindbergh will bring it up. Lindbergh quickly up the floor. He passes right side Vogel. Vogel back over to Warner. Dort College down 3. Warner has the screen from Vogel. He'll put up a 3. Bang, bang, bang. 3-point basket. Cliff Warner, his 6th of the ball game. Fifth of the ball game. Dort College ties it up 61-61 with 12:48 left to play in regulation. So Dort College has fought back to tie it up. Hastings has it in the front court. They pass it right side over to Flynn. Flynn with the basketball. He gives it up to Wells. Wells, left side Ferguson. Ferguson is called for the charge. Charles Ferguson, I believe, got called for his 4th personal there. That one coming with a charge. Endort College will get the basketball with a chance to take the lead. 12:28 left to play in the ball game. 61-61 our score. So Cliff Warner moments ago hitting his fifth three-point shot of the ball game. He's got 18. The other three came by virtue of an old-fashioned three-point play. Dort College will inbound. Tyler Waltersdorf will throw it in. So Tyler looking to throw in, gets it into Austin Kachi. Kachi with the basketball. Kachi will bring it up against Lohman. Kachi out front, hands it off to Cliff. Cliff with the basketball. Cliff working against Thayer. They call for a ball screen. Nothing there. Instead, Kachi looking down low, Vogel. Nothing there. Vogel has to spring out to the free throw line to get it. Back over to Warner. Off the dribble. Another three. No. Rebound taken away by Hastings. Hastings with the basketball. Bringing it up is Thayer. Thayer driving back the other way. They kick it out. Flynn. Flynn to Ferguson. Ferguson with the basketball. Ball deflected by Warner. Driving in. And we've got a foul on the play called on Dort College. On Vogel. Where's the foul going to come on? Did it come on the shot? It did not. They're going to count the basket. Well, I believe there was an illegal screen, and then Vogel tried to fight through it, and they catch Vogel. So this could be a big possession for the Broncos. They lead by two right now. Reinwald on the wing. Passes right side Ferguson. They go Flynn. Flynn working on Vogel. Kick out pass back over to Reinwald. Reinwald with it. Spin move into the lane. His fadeaway from 12 off the heel. No good. Rebound taken away by Waltersdorf, and Ferguson has just fouled out. Ferguson has just picked up his fifth, and he's done. I don't know how much impact that will have on the Hastings College rotation. He averages 3.7 points per ballgame. .33 left to play. Ferguson is sent to the sideline. Dort College inbounding. Tyler Waltersdorf gives to Trevor Waltersdorf. Trevor over to Cliff. Cliff for the basketball. Dort College tied it up moments ago. Now they trail 63-61. Not getting any breaks this evening. You never do. Pass comes over to Waltersdorf. Back over to Kachi, and Kachi lost it. So Hastings gets the ball back with 11:18 left to go in the game. Leading by two are the Broncos. A lot of time left, but Dort College has to sharpen it up here. Hastings will bring it up. This is Thayer. Thayer into the front court. Thayer's pass tipped by Warner, picked up by Reinwald. Reinwald back over to Lohman. Lohman gives it up Flynn. Flynn blocked on the play by Severs. Rebound taken away by Hastings. They give it back right side over to Reinwald. Reinwald, spin move, and we've got a travel. He's been doing it all night, and they finally call him for it. I had thought there were three or four occasions previous to that where he comes to a stop and then he drags that pivot foot. Dort College inbounding the basketball after the turnover. They give it back over to Tyler Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf with the basketball into the front court. Comes back over to Warner. Warner with it. 10:48 left to play. First in the ballgame. Austin Kachi out front. Severs. Severs with the basketball. Severs to Waltersdorf. Back over to Warner. Clip for the basketball in between the circles. Lob pass underneath Severs. Tries to dump it underneath for Walt. Walt off the glass, no good. Rebound taken away by Hastings. Into the front court, Thayer. Thayer gives it off to Reinwald. Reinwald will set the offense. Reinwald comes back out front. Lohman. Lohman, Thayer. Thayer with the basketball down low, Flynn. Flynn to the cutter. Wells, and Wells travels with it. 10:16 left to play in the game. Both teams struggling right now to put the ball in the basket. Hasn't been happening much this evening, having trouble. Now Dort College has it. Austin Kachi will take it up. Down by two are the defenders. Still a lot of time left, but as I said, Dort College has to sharpen things up. Waltersdorf, right side Warner. Warner with the basketball back over to Austin. Austin, kick out Warner. Warner with the basketball. 15 to shoot. Comes back over to Trevor. Trevor in traffic off the glass. No good, but a foul on the play. He's going to be called on Hastings. Tobin Reinwald doesn't like the call. He was whistled for the personal, and I believe that's number one on him. Trevor Walterstorff will go to the free throw line to shoot a pair, trying to knot the game up again. 9:53 left to go in regulation. First free throw on the way for Walt is up. Been good. Another free throw on the way for Walterstorff. He's got 15, 10 of them in the first half. Can knot it up here at 63s with 9:53 remaining. Second free throw is up, and that one's good as well. Tied up 63-63. Timeout on the floor. Charge to the defenders. Back with more after this. This is Dort College Basketball on KDCR. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Dort College trailing much of this ball game. They fought back to tie it up at 61, now tying it at 63-63. Hastings after the Dort College timeout. Hastings with the basketball. They pass it out front. Thayer. Thayer gives it up Lallman. Lallman, nothing there. Comes back over to Thayer at the point. They go right side Flynn. Flynn posting up on Warner. They get it back over to Flynn. Flynn, 17-footer is good. Dylan Flynn with four. Dort College trails 65-63. Dort College led briefly today. That was in this first half at 25-23. They have not led since. Trevor Walterstorff with the basketball. Working on Tobin Reinwald. Comes left side, Tyler Walterstorff. Austin Kachi, deep left corner, and they try to pass it underneath. Take it away. T.J. Wells with the steal. Here come the Broncos. They pass it over to Lallman. Lallman, right wing. They get it back over to Reinwald. Reinwald back to Thayer. Thayer with the basketball. Wells. Wells, nothing there. Poked away. It's down on the floor. Picked up. Dort College trying to save it in, and it goes out of bounds. Last touch by Dort College. It'll be Hastings basketball. 12 seconds on the shot clock. So 12 on the shot clock for the Broncos. They'll attack quickly. 8:45 and counting. Hastings basketball, Lallman. Lallman goes into the corner, Thayer. Thayer against Flynn, or pardon me, to Flynn. Flynn shot over the top of Stevers, no good, but there for the rebound is Wells, and a foul called on the play against the defenders on the perimeter. It's going to be team foul number six on the defenders. Hastings will inbound right side of the lane as we face the hoop, and Cliff Warner has just picked up his third personal. 8:35 left to go in the game. Hastings inbounding, Lohman looking over the top, gets it to Thayer. Dort College down two. Hastings with the lead in the basketball. They go right side Lallman. Lallman driving in against Warner. Kicks it over to Reinwald. Reinwald on the left baseline. He comes back to the wing. Picks up his dribble. Passes Wells. Wells right side Thayer. Thayer about down low. Now gets the return pass. 12 to shoot for the Broncos. They'll run a set play. 10, now 9. Thayer, they switch off. They go Flynn. Flynn in the lane. His leaner is off the heel. No good. Rebound taken away by Lindbergh. Lindbergh with the basketball. He'll bring it up court himself. Kyle Lindbergh into the front court. Kicks it out. Warner. Warner. Ball fake. Three-pointer. Bang, bang, bang. Three-point basket for Warner. He's got 21. Dort College in front by a point. 66-65. First lead of the ball game in a long time for the defenders. Shot by Reinwald. No good. Rebound Wells. Wells to Flynn. Flynn driving in, puts it up, and the shot is blocked by Stevers, but a foul called on Chris Stevers. Dylan Flynn will go to the free throw line. He'll shoot a pair. 7:39 left to play in the game. Dort College up 66-65. 7:39 left to play in regulation. So Dylan Flynn will go to the free throw line for the first time this evening. First free throw by Flynn is up and through. We're tied. Another free throw on the way for Flynn. Trevor Walterstorff and Chris Stevers both check out for the defenders. Out front, Cliff Warner leading Dort College with 21. Flynn's second free throw is off the mark. No good. We're tied. 66-66. Into the front court, Tyler Walterstorff. Walterstorff for the basketball. Walterstorff back over to Cliff. Cliff into the lane, double teamed, drops it off for Kaiser. Kaiser with the basketball out front now. Kaiser picks up his dribble, passes to Vogel. 15 to shoot for Dort College. comes back over to Warner, 7:15 and counting. Comes high post, Lindbergh. Lindbergh with the basketball, back over to Cliff. Cliff trying to create, his pull up from 15, no good. Rebound tapped by Steve Kaiser, ball's down on the floor now, and it goes out of bounds, last touch by Dort College, it'll be Hastings basketball. A little too much standing that time by the defenders. Ended up trying to watch Cliff Warner create something. And the Hastings College Broncos will have the basketball. Tending to a loose shoestring is Brett Wells. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Hastings with the basketball. We're tied 66-66. We have had four ties, according to my count. Dort College has led on a couple occasions. Pass goes high post, Marvin. Marvin back over to Bacon. Bacon three, count the hoop, and he's followed by Tyler Walters-Dort. Dane Bacon with the three-point shot, his first basket of the night. He goes to the free throw line now to try and complete the old-fashioned four-point play. And the Hastings College Broncos will use a timeout. 69-66, Hastings by three, 6:45 left to go in the game. Back with more after this. 6:45 left to go in the game. Dort College has just given up a three-point shot to Dane Bacon. He's going to the free throw line to try and complete the four-point play. Foul was called on Tyler Walters-Dort. That was his first. And Bacon, who's 0 for 2 from the free throw line tonight, will step up and misses the free throw. It's a three-point ball game. So it's 69-66, Hastings by three. Dort College with the basketball. Cliff Warner with it on the right wing. Comes over to Sean Kaiser. Kaiser dumps underneath Vogel. They double team him. His hook shot, right side, good. Jordan Vogel, pretty strong second half after a sluggish first half. Dort College down 69-68. Wells pass deflected, picked up by Warner. Two-on-one break. Warner feeds it Walters-Dort. Walters-Dort gives it Kaiser. Kaiser, three-pointer, bang, bang, bang. Two-point lead for the defenders, 71-69. Sean Kaiser drills the three. He's got six on a pair of threes. 6 minutes left to go in the contest. Into the front court is Lallman. Lallman, left side, Reinwald. Reinwald gives to Wells. They're looking down low for Marvin. Instead, they come back over to Bacon. Bacon with the basketball, Marvin. Three for the lead, no good. Rebound, Kaiser. Kaiser gives it away to Warner. Here comes Dort College. 5:44 and counting. Dort College basketball. Cliff with it on the right wing. He comes over to Sean. Sean with the basketball. Back over to Cliff Warner. Warner with the basketball. 5:30 and counting, ball game. Comes back over to Sean. Sean underneath, intended for Walters-Dort. Shot no good. Rebound taken down by Tyler. Tyler's shot no good, but he is fouled. Now's where you make your move. That ball ended up deflected off of the backboard. Dort College is Jordan Vogel, right place, right time to pick it up and keep it alive. Brett Wells with his second foul. Tyler Walters-Dort to the free throw line to shoot a pair. First free throw by Walt is up and down. Three for Tyler Walters-Dort. Trevor Walters-Dort waiting at the scorer's table. Dort College leading 72-69. Another free throw on the way for Tyler. This one's up and good. Tyler makes them both. Couple big free throws by the freshman gives Dort College their biggest lead of the ballgame at 73-69. Here's where you try to string some defensive stops together. Dylan Flynn will check into the ballgame for the Hastings College Broncos. Wells will check out. Dort College going with a bigger lineup as well. They send Severs into the ballgame. Tubb and Reinwald will bring it up. Hastings with the basketball. Down four, 5:15 and counting. Ballgame. Right side pass, Tubb and Reinwald. Tubb and Reinwald, they run the pick and roll. He passes left side. Bacon, three, no good. Fight for the basketball, and we've got a foul underneath called on the Dort College defenders on the rebound. And Dylan Flynn will go to the free throw line to shoot two. They called that foul on Kaiser on the rebound. So Dylan Flynn will go to the free throw line to shoot a one and one. Flynn, free throw is up and good. It's a three-point ball game now. Another free throw coming. Trying to make it a two-point ball game is Flynn. 70-73, Dort College by three. Second free throw on the way for Flynn. Flynn is a 6'7 sophomore from Lincoln, and he rolls it around and it drops through. 73-71, Dort College, leading by two. Kaiser in the backcourt, hands it to Trevor Walterstorff. Walterstorff for the basketball against Lohman. Walterstorff throws it over to Vogel. Vogel, Warner. Warner thought about the three, decides against it. He wants to take a little time to set the offense and run it. Warner comes right side. Walterstorff, Walterstorff, Kaiser. Kaiser out front, Warner. Warner drops it down low for Sievers. Sievers against Flynn. Walterstorff, free throw line jumper, too strong, no good. There for the rebound, though, is Sievers. Sievers hands it back over to Trevor Walterstorff. Walterstorff back over to Warner. Dort College will set and try to isolate again. Cliff Warner with the basketball over to Kaiser. Kaiser with the basketball. Kaiser underneath Vogel. Vogel with the dunk! Count the hoop and he's fouled! Jordan Vogel finishes at the rack. He wasn't doing it in the first half. He is here in the second half. And Dort College has a chance to extend the lead. They lead 75-71 as Vogel finishes with the dunk and he goes to the free throw line to try and make it a 5-point ball game. Jordan Vogel with 17. And the free throw is up and good. 18 for Vogel. Dort College leads 76-71. 4:24 left to play in the game. Lohman into the front court for the Broncos. Lohman has his pocket picked by Warner. It's a foot race. Warner scoops it up. Shot no good, but a foul on the play called on Dylan Flynn. Cliff Warner to the free throw line to shoot a pair. Timeout situation. Broncos have three. Dort College has four. And Coach Lance Creech wants a timeout to talk things over with his group. 76-71 Dort College with a chance to increase the lead when we resume play right after this. 76-71 Dort College by five. Free throws on the way for Cliff Warner. After we break the timeout huddle, today's broadcast made possible by Kevin Gasing, CFA and Water Valley Investment Advisors, custom-tailored investment services for the successful investor. 712-395-0764 and by Northside Body Shop, serving the community since 1955, offering body and fender work, painting, glass installation, and frame repair. 722-2313. Dort College with an opportunity to increase the lead. 4:15 remaining. First free throw by Clifford is up and down. That is the first point scored by Warner that has not been part of a three-point play of some sort. He had six threes and a three-point play up to that point. He's got 22 now. Dort College leads 77-71. Second free throw by Cliff. Too strong, no good. And it's a two-possession ball game at 77-71. 4:10 remaining ball game. Lohman brings the ball up. Pass comes right side. With it is Reinwald. Reinwald to Bacon. Bacon into the corner. Wells. Wells pass is deflected, and we've got a foul called underneath on Chris Sievers. Dylan Flynn will go to the free throw line, and he will shoot two free throws. For Chris Sievers, that is foul number three. And for Hastings, a golden opportunity to make up some ground with the clock stopped. Flynn, I believe, with 7 points tonight. I'll double-check that against what the scoreboard has. First free throw, no good by Flynn. He's got 7 points, but he misses the first one. He's got another one coming, trying to make it a 5-point ball game. Under 4 minutes remaining. Second free throw is up, and he makes that one. Not a lot of arch, but it drops through, and the defenders lead 77-72. Here's where you want the ball in the hands of Cliff Warner if you can get it to him. Trevor Walterstorff passes Kaiser. Kaiser back over to Warner. Warner with the basketball. Warner gets it across midcourt to Trevor. Trevor back over to Cliff, and Dort College will set the offense. Dort College by 5, 77-72. They pass it underneath Vogel, and Vogel is fouled on the play by Wells. Brett Wells picks up his third personal. Double bonus time from here on out for the defenders. Both teams will be on the double bonus from here on out. 3:40 remaining. Ball game. Kaiser, Warner, Vogel, Sievers, and Trevor Walterstorff on the floor for the defenders. Vogel shooting two free throws. Vogel out of the deep knee bend. Free throw is up and good. Splashes that one straight through to the bottom of the well. He's got 19. Can make it a 7-point ball game with a made free throw here. 3:40 remaining ball game. Another free throw on the way for Vogel. That one's up on the rim, won't drop through. 78-72, Dort College by 6. Here comes Hastings. Couldn't turn it into a three-possession ball game. The Broncos bringing it back the other way. Hastings, they go for the pick and roll out front. Now they get it down low. Dylan Flynn. Flynn turns. Hook. No good. Rebound Wells. Wells shot off the glass. No good. Fight for the basketball. It's taken down by Hastings. They kick it up. Lallman. Three. No good. It's just an absolute war underneath the basket. Comes back out to Reinwald. Reinwald nearly tied up on the play. Comes back to Wells. Right side Lallman. 3 minutes remaining. Lallman, ball fake. He's going to drive the lane. Nothing there. Kicks it back over to Reinwald. Reinwald, three. Got it. You give them enough chances, they're going to make it. He's got 25. Dort College leads 78-75. Under 3 minutes remaining. Dort College by a three. Cliff Warner will bring the basketball up, working against Lallman. Cliff across half court. Comes left side, Walthersdorf. Walthersdorf with the basketball. Dort College could not finish the defensive possession moments ago. Now Hastings has cut it back to three. Underneath Stevers. Stevers is fouled on the play, and the foul is going to go on Brett Wells, and that's number four on him. Well, Stevers will go to the free throw line to try and turn it into a two-possession ball game again. So two free throws on the way for Stevers. First free throw on the way for the junior. He is up and good. Can't say how much he has improved his free throw shooting from early in the year. Makes it a 79-75 ball game. A second free throw to try and make it a five-point game. And it's up. It's down. 80-75, Dort College by 5. Timeout on the floor. Charge to the defenders. Back with more after this. Dort College by 5. 2:31 remaining. Ball game. Dort College 80, Hastings 75. Today's broadcast made possible by People's Bank with offices in Sioux Center, Rock Valley, Akron, Lester, Haywarden, and Sheldon. Where values matter, member FDIC, and by Proactive Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab. Services provided by Julie Ahrens and Steve Hobbeman. Serving the needs of children through senior citizens. 722-1902 is the number to call to be proactive. Both teams are in the double bonus. Hastings has two timeouts left. Dort College has three. Dort College by 5. Lallman working against Warner. Let's see what they try to isolate. They go to the ball screen. They pass it underneath Flynn. Flynn underneath. Gets the shot to go, and he's fouled. He got it to spin off of the glass. Hastings went to the elbow pass and then to the cutter Flynn for a three-point play opportunity. And now Flynn will go to the free throw line. Dylan Flynn, 10 points here in the second half. Trying to make it 11 and trying to trim it to a two-point ball game. 2:16 left to play in the game. Free throw by Flynn is up and won't go down. Fight for the basketball, and we have a foul on the play called on Hastings. Jordan Vogel will go to the free throw line and shoot two. Vogel had inside position. And the Hastings crowd unhappy, and I believe that was the right call, and irregardless of which side I'm on, because Vogel had inside position, the Hastings player pushed through, that was Brett Wells. Wells fouls out with 7 points with 2:16 remaining. Missed the free throw, so it's still a three-point ball game, and Dort College can answer with a pair of free throws from Jordan Vogel. Vogel with 19 unofficially. Free throw is up, free throw is good. He's got another one coming. Trying to make it a five-point game again. 2:16 left to go in the game. Second free throw on the way for Vogel. He is up, and that one's good as well. So Vogel makes them both. Vogel has made all but one of his free throw attempts. He's 7 of 8. Dort College leads 82-77. So they trade 2 points to the two combatants. 2:09 remaining. They pass it, Reinwald, Reinwald, Lallman, Lallman into the lane, underneath Flynn. Flynn underneath the cutter, two-point basket is good for Reinwald. Reinwald with 27, and the Dort College lead is 82-79. Lindberg into the front court. Lindberg underneath Walthersdorf. Walthersdorf drives in, puts it up, shot no good. Rebound taken away by Stevers. Stevers is put up the hoop, and he's fouled. Wow, strap it on tight now. Get the chin strap on because it is a battle underneath. Chris Stevers will go to the free throw line to try and complete the three-point play. The foul is called on Hastings, and Tobin Reinwald, I believe, wow, has hit gotten physical in the last couple of possessions. Dort College leading 84-79, free throw on the way for Stevers. Eyes it, flies it, leaves it short, but it drops through. Stevers with the old-fashioned three-point play. 85-79, Dort College by six. Hastings for the basketball, 1:38 remaining. Mismatch somewhere, Vogel's on the perimeter. Lallman gets the basketball back over to Warner. 1:30 and counting. Get a stop here, it's huge. With the basketball, Lallman driving in, right-handed layup, good. Lallman with the two-point basket. Dort College leads 85-81. With it in the front court is Warner. Warner will try to reset things. He's got it out front, directing traffic. 1:13 left to play. So Lallman, moments ago with his 15 points on a driving lay-in. 20 to shoot for the defenders. They get it underneath Vogel. He reverses to Stevers. Stevers with the dunk. Chris Stevers with the three-point play. And the Dort College defenders with an opportunity with another three-point play. Stevers went up, drug a player up with him. That foul was called on Dylan Flynn. That's his third. Dort College has a chance to go up by three possessions with 1:01 remaining. Let's see if Stevers can slow it down enough to make the three-point play. He does. And Chris Stevers hammers one home for a three-point play. The Dort College defenders not finishing at the rack in the first half. My guess is there was a discussion about that at halftime. And here in the second half, the Dort College post players have come out firing. Jordan Vogel, by the way, there's a timeout on the floor, charged to Dort College, leading by 7, 88-81. Jordan Vogel with 21 points, 14 of them in the second half. Chris Stevers with 8 points in the second half, 17 for the ball game, and the Dort College defenders have ridden their post players hard here in the second half, and right now they're on the cusp of taking a road victory in Hastings on a Monday night when they were not sharp for much of the contest. 88-81, Dort College leading by 7. This was tied 66-66 with a little over 4 minutes left to go in the contest, I believe. I didn't write down the time as it occurred, but Dort College now leads by 7. They've outscored Hastings 22-15 since that juncture. Got to play some defense again. Thayer will bring it up. Dort College by 7. Hastings into the front court. Thayer. Thayer drives in. Nothing there. Might have traveled. They get it over to Bacon. Bacon 3. No good. Rebound Warner. Warner, the shortest man on the floor, picks it up in the backcourt, and he calls for a timeout. Everyone cleared out. Warner had used his dribble, and he calls for a timeout. Dort College has one remaining. 47.6 seconds left. Hastings is going to have to foul. Today's broadcast made possible by Team Realty of Sioux Center, providing excellent real estate services to the area. Whether buying or selling, put the team to work for you on the World Wide Web at TeamRealtySC.com or at the office, 712-722-4472. Brian Grunewig is a broker. Take a 30-second break to catch our breath. Well, we aren't going to. There's the buzzer. We'll keep it right here. Make sure you stay tuned for the Wireless World post-game show coming up at the conclusion of tonight's men's college basketball game. Dort College has the possession arrow as well as we reset things. Dort College with one timeout remaining. A 7-point lead. Both teams are in the double bonus. Dort College does not have a player with more than 3 fouls, according to my count. Trevor Walterstorff inbounds to Cliff Warner. Warner in the backcourt, and he's fouled by Tobin Reinwald. Reinwald grabbed Warner's arm and let go immediately and gets called for the personal foul. That was the quickest whistle we've had this evening. Compared with some of the contact that was taking place on the last couple of possessions underneath the hoop on both ends, that was very inconsequential. Warner will get the benefit of the doubt, though, and shoot 2 free throws. First free throw by Cliff is off the mark, no good. Logged a lot of minutes tonight, folks. He's 2 for 4. He might just be tired. Warner has 22 points this evening. There was a period of time when not much was going right for the defenders except for Warner. Another free throw on the way for Warner. This one's up, and that one's in and out and down. 89-81, Dort College by 8. 45 seconds and counting. Here comes Lallman. Lallman with the basketball. Lallman feeds it off Flynn. Flynn off the glass, no good. Rebound taken away by Vogel. No, stripped. Flynn comes up with it. Kick it out, Reinwald. Reinwald puts up the three, no good. Rebound Lindberg. Lindberg in the backcourt. He's fouled. Andor College will shoot free throws, and this Hastings College team has to feel like they're snake bit. This has followed a trend that they have had much of the season. They've played teams tough for 30 and 35 minutes, but haven't been able to close the deal, and it's appearing that that's what's going to happen here tonight. Lindberg can make it a four-possession ball game minimum with a pair of free throws. Free throw is up and good for Kyle Lindberg. And if you're wondering, I haven't heard Kyle's name offensively much this evening. That is his first free throw of the night. 90-81, Dort College in front. 31.2 seconds remaining. Looks like Dort College is going to go into Nebraska and take one. 91-81 now as Lindberg makes them both. Here comes Hastings. Reinwald. Reinwald gets a ball screen. Kick out pass. Three on the way from the corner. No good. Rebound Vogel. Vogel outlets over to Warner. 20 seconds remaining. Warner into the front court. And Hastings is going to concede. 91-81. This one was hard work on a Monday night in Hastings, Nebraska. But the Dort College defenders are going to maintain a game and a half lead over the Briarcliff Chargers in Great Plains Athletic Conference standings. And the Dort College defenders get their 23rd win of the season against three losses. 91-81, our final score, Dort College with the 10-point win. Let's take a break and be back with the Wireless World postgame show right after this. Sometimes it's very simply work. Tonight it was for the Dort College defenders, but that work is rewarded with a 10-point victory of 91-81. That came after Dort College trailed much of the first 34 minutes or so of this ball game. They led twice, once by two, once by one. They tie it up at 61. They tie it again at 63. They take the lead for good at 71-69. That was after Hastings had taken a three-point lead at 69-66, and they looked poised to push in front. Dane Bacon, though, unable to complete a four-point play. Dort College answered with a two, and from there, Dort College outscored Hastings 23-12. To take the 10-point victory, 91-81. The Dort College defenders led unofficially this evening by Cliff Warner, 23 points for the junior. Jordan Vogel had 21-17 for Chris Sievers, and unofficially Trevor Waltersdorf ends with 16. We'll be back with a look at the numbers and a visit with Coach Ross Dalma on our postgame show, the Wireless World postgame show, coming up right after this. 91-81, and Coach Ross Dalma has taken a seat beside me as we get into the Wireless World postgame show. We've got the numbers in front of us, but Coach and I want to get going real quick-like, so we're going to get the interview out of the way first, then we'll take a look at the numbers. And Coach Dalma, your team, your first comment when you sat down was this was work this evening, and we anticipated that. You'd like it if you could get an 8, 10, 12-point lead in the first half. That was not in the cards this evening. And the first half, we're down 43-39, I said at halftime. Fortunate to be that close.
It was, Mike. I thought Hastings really took the game to us in the first half. Thought they really had a lot of energy. And I understand the bus ride and all that, but that's just life. And you got to be ready to come out swinging and ready to come out playing. We've got some things to play for right now. And just really didn't think that we did some good things defensively in the first half, but guys, to their credit, I thought really rallied around themselves and challenged themselves at halftime and obviously played a much better second half.
Second half, and I said at halftime, you can't give up 43 points and expect to win consistently in a half. You limit Hastings to 38, and really against a team that is very high pressure offensively, and by that, the shots are going to go up quickly. You give up 38 in the second half. That's not a bad effort against a good team at home.
No, not against them. 38 points in a half against Hastings. We'll take that. I've said all along, I think they're one of the top, three or four offensive teams in the league. Talent wise, I think they're outstanding. They're just a little young right now and inexperienced. And the longer the season goes, the better they're going to become. I think this is a team that is going to be really good down the road, and they're really well coached, and they've really got some good offensive players. I really liked how some of our guys responded in the second half after not having very good first halves.
In the second half, you're finally able to climb back in it. You tie it at 61, you tie it at 63, and you just take the lead, if memory serves me correctly. It was tied again at 66. They get an opportunity at a four-point play. They
right.
go up 69-66. They miss. And from there on out, your team played really focused both on the offensive and defensive end.
Right. I think the sequence that you're talking about, I think we came down and I think Jordan Vogel hit a basket on the baseline. And then there was a steal. I don't know if it was Kyle or Trevor or Cliff. It was out front anyway. And we came down and kind of botched the fast break a little bit. But Sean was trailing. And I think Cliff hit him trailing.
Yep.
And hit the big three that put us ahead for good.
In the first half, and you don't want to focus on one player, but Jordan Vogel had a tough time finishing at the rim in the first half. Second half, much more aggressive. That doesn't just happen. There are things that happen over the course of the game that sometimes you've got to remind players what their role is.
We reminded a number of them at halftime, Mike. We reminded a number of guys at halftime what their role was and what we expect out of them, what we need from them, and you know, Kyle Lindberg, 7 rebounds in the second half, really good half. Jordan, really good second half. You know, those two guys were critical in us coming back. Obviously, Cliff and Trevor were very good tonight. I thought Chris Evers was outstanding tonight. I thought in the first half he brought as much energy and intensity as anybody, and he really challenged some guys at halftime. It was good to see that, and, boy, he really had an outstanding game for us as well.
When Cliff Warner was making his way over here last year in December, you said he's somebody we're missing. You and I are both really glad he's wearing black and gold right now.
Mike, he's really good. You know, I think since Cliff has been on board, I think we're like 38-7, something like that, 37-8 since he's come. And, you know, it's not a coincidence. He hit some big shots for us consistently tonight to keep us in it and then to finally forge ahead. You know, he did some great things there, too.
Coach, we're going to get home somewhere between 2 and 3 o'clock this tomorrow morning.
Yeah.
Dakota Wesleyan on Wednesday night.
Yep.
At the Corn Palace.
Place has not been kind to Dory basketball.
Well.
It's just been tough for us to get wins there, but, you know, we need to, you know, make sure we're rested up as best we can and do our best on Wednesday night.
Anything that I'm missing before we hop on the bus and get back home?
Time to get going, Mike.
Coach, thanks. I'll let you go. Thanks.
Thanks.
That's Coach Ross Dahmel. Let's take a look at the numbers. Dort College, pretty salty, 29 of 53 from the floor tonight, 54.7%, 8 for 13 on threes, 61.5%, 25 of 29 from the free throw line, 86.2%. That is a pretty good recipe to win a basketball game. Hastings, 32 of 60. They cooled off in the second half, made 47% of their shots after shooting a scalding 60% in the first half. Hastings, 9 of 17 from the free throw line, 58.3%. 28-27, Dort College was out-rebounded slightly. Turnovers, Hastings 12, Dort College 9. Steals, Dort 5, Hastings 5. Individually, Cliff Warner, 23 points. 7 of 12 from the floor, 6 for 9 on threes. He also had 6 assists, 2 steals. And he had 1 turnover in 32 minutes of play. Jordan Vogel, 7 of 15 from the floor, 7 of 8 on free throws, 21 points. 17 for Chris Seaver, 6 for 9 from the deck, 5 for 5 on free throws. He ends up with 17. 16 for Trevor Waltersdorf. He was 6 for 9 from the deck as well. 6 for Sean Kaiser, 2 for 2 from the floor, both of them big threes. He also had 4 assists. Pretty solid game tonight by Kaiser off the bench. Tyler Waltersdorf ends up with 4 points. 2 points each for Austin Kachi and Kyle Lindberg. For the Dort College defenders on the boards, Lindberg ends up with 9 rebounds, 4 for Chris Seavers. For Hastings, they were led tonight by Tobin Reinwald, 11 of 18 from the floor, 27 points. Brady Lohman had 15, 10 for Dylan Flynn, 8 for Jake Marvin, 6 for Alex Thayer, 7 for Brett Wells, 3 for Dane Bacon, 3 for Charles Ferguson, and 2 for Zach Lane. Hastings was led on the boards by Brett Wells with 6, and Dylan Flynn also had 6. 6 assists for Lohman, 4 for Jake Marvin for the Broncos. Cliff Warner had 6 assists. Austin Kachi had 5. 2 steals for Warner, 2 for Lindberg. 5 different players had 1 steal each for the Hastings College Broncos. So Dort College hangs on to win 91-81 on a night when they weren't their sharpest. The men's basketball team improves to 23-3 in the overall. And 14-3 in the conference, 3 games to go. Hastings now 11-14 and 5-11 in the conference. That's going to do it for our broadcast this evening. It's a split. Dort College women beaten this evening 69-58. Pretty good effort, but they come up short. And the Dort College men get a win over Hastings 91-81. to 81. Before we sign it off, let's see if there's any update on the Northwestern Concordia game. It does not appear there is. The last I had was Northwestern up 5 early in the second half against the Concordia Bulldogs. We'll probably receive word somewhere along the line on the way home this evening on that men's basketball score. So that's going to do it for KDCR Sports. I'm Mike Biker. Good evening, everyone.